This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
It was at this time a few days ago that we were talking about how, once again, we have to say this for legal and ethical reasons, we do not condone crime on the Wake Up Call.
No.
If you're a criminal, shame on you.
Yeah, if you're out there criming,
stop.
Stop it.
Stop it. Now, that being said, if you're going to do it,
make us laugh.
Be hysterical. Yeah. And we talked about how there was a guy who tried to break into a house and got caught, obviously, and had one of the funniest and smartest excuses of all time. He said, "It's okay, I'm from the future."
I don't know if it was the smartest, but it was unique enough that it was like, okay, we've never heard that one before.
Right. Well, and my thought is always like, if I was in that situation and somebody told me that, what do I even say back?
I think I would say, "You couldn't have just knocked on my door."
He's like, "In the future, we don't have doors."
What are we?
In the future, there is universal property. I don't know. We went over all of this. I'm just saying I thought a pretty good chess move.
Okay.
Well, I was wrong. Not to be outdone, this guy says, "Hold my beer," and he comes up with the best excuse getting caught trying to break into a house. Here is the owner of said house talking to the local news.
He was in the house. He started telling me that he was a ghost. And
did you hear that? I'll rewind it.
He was in the house. He started telling me that he was a ghost. And
he was a ghost.
He was a ghost.
And I shouldn't be able to see him. And he was shocked that I could see him. Thought he was walking around and that nobody could see him.
It's okay. I'm a ghost.
Okay.
That's the best excuse if you get caught criming.
It is better that I'm from the future.
Oh, yeah.
Because people do believe in ghosts.
Sure. And in the future, I'm sure there's still laws.
Right. and I thought you couldn't see me.
Imagine that. Imagine if I will play it out.
Okay.
Katie, Kevin, you are a couple.
Okay.
You're having dinner.
Okay. Oh, he broke in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in the evening.
Okay, so. Okay.
You guys hear the door open.
Okay, how was your day?
Good.
It was fine?
Door shut!
Did you hear that?
Well, what is that sound?
What was that?
And I'm just creeping around the house.
What?
I'm walking right past you,
Excuse me.
Who are you?
Excuse us.
I just keep going.
No, hey.
Hello.
Can't possibly be me.
looks around.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. What are you doing in our house? Me and my lovely husband, mm-hmm. who has hardly said a word despite the fact that
I'm
someone has
right now.
Broken into our home. You're scared. Okay.
Can he see me too?
Can you
yeah.
see
yes, I can see him. Can see you?
How can we not see you? You're right there.
Well, I'm a ghost.
You're breaking and entering.
I don't think you're a ghost.
You can't see me.
No, I can absolutely. I'm talking to you right now.
No. You can't see me.
You know what? I will say this. Hard to argue with.
Right.
It puts you in a position of yaha na'a, yeah. Which is, as an adult,
right.
It is a hard thing to maneuver through. No, you're not a yaha.
Yaha.
The only problem with this.
Air quotes around problems?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that people are scared of ghosts.
I mean, listen.
Would you ask the ghost questions?
Well, I would because he's in my house.
Right. Not just, what are you doing in my house? Like, well, how'd you die?
I would have an answer for all of it.
You would.
How did I die? I got pancaked by a dump truck.
Wow.
Yeah. When? Specific. You could come up with specific.
When?
It's 1976.
You're dressed in modern clothes. Why are you wearing modern clothes?
Oh, I was very hip.
Okay, well, it says that the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, I'm a big fan. Big fan.
So, ghosts wear clothes?
In the afterlife. you think we're all going to walk around naked?
Man, pervert? You got me.
Right, yeah.
You got me good.
Yeah. Any other questions? Because I came in here.
So, why are you here? Are you here to rob us?
Rob. I mean, we don't believe in personal possessions, but I'm going to take things that you don't want anymore.
Okay.
You don't need.
Wait, no. Gotcha.
Man, I'm from the afterlife. There's no time.
Gotcha.
And then here's the other question. If you do try to do this, okay, do you put on a...
Scary ghost.
Yeah. Because the whole time I'm thinking like, well, I'm just going to rationalize with them. Because I always thought like, why do ghosts need a scary voice? You're already scary.
I mean, you've been through a lot.
Maybe. And maybe dying makes you talk like this.
Sure. Things aren't working the way they used to.
So I would, I'm a goat. You can't see me.
If you really want to sell it.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, that is the best excuse. And
so
once
far.
Again, Wake Up Call does not condone criming.
No.
But if you do, you're a ghost.
Make it funny.
Make it funny, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.